Kwazwai mure Zimbabwe, ndinomgamchira mchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki, uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove. Welcome mure Zimbabwe to The Connection, our Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. We're coming to you live from Studio 7, a voice of America, and today is Tuesday the 3rd of March 2020. Mure Zimbabwe, mthwakazwa muhle. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, Muria Zimbabwe, mthwakazwa muhle. Welcome to The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth-related. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Tonight on The Connection, we focus on something that seems to be affecting the nation, ravishing the nation. Indaba yendlala, nyaya yendzara. Tonight on The Connection, we focus on the issue of food security in Zimbabwe. Now, according to a statement recently released by the World Food Program, WFP for short, more than half of Zimbabwe's current population, that accounts for 7.7 million people in rural and urban areas, are facing hunger. Now, in a desperate need of food aid, the WFP further breaks it down and they say that Zimbabwe is currently in a desperate need for food aid, which accounts to or adds up to $100 million. Not Zim dollars, $100 million US. Now, as we've also spoken to young agricultural experts, vanoita zvokurima, abalimi abasakhulayo, and they're all in strong agreement with statements in the, echoed by the World Food Program. In fact, they highlight how they find it extremely saddening that a country that used to be the bread basket of Southern Africa is going through such whereby they have to rely on food aid. So today we look to zero down to the nation's agricultural sector and hear what exactly is causing this. How did we get to this point whereby 7.7 million Zimbabweans are living off food aid or in desperate need of food aid? So what we're trying to understand is it climate change? Is it mismanagement of funds? Is it corruption? What exactly is leading to the state and point whereby Zimbabwe needs over $100 million in food aid? Saka zvandoda kunzwa zvekare kubva kwamuri imi vateri vedu abalale vetu abathandekayo is ukuthi lapho elihlala khona ikoko kwamuri kugara muri kuzvionawo sei muri kusangana nenyaya yenzara here. So ngenani kuhlelo pindai muchirongwa maveji nemapotato ekudya muri kumawana here. Join us muri Zimbabwe ngenani kuhlelo. If you're tuned in via radio, we're broadcasting live on 909 medium wave frequencies, sikhona njalo ku 4930, ku 13860, lagu 15460 kilohertz with shortwave. And on the internet, as usual, we're broadcasting live on our three web pages, those being www.voashana.com, www.voanwa.com, tiliposhekare, but www.voazimbabwe.com. So ngenani kuhlelo Zimbabwe muhle, namhlanje sikhangela udaba lwendlala tukutarisa nyaya yenzara iri kusangana nevazhinji munyika. Ngenani kuhlelo, join me on The Connection with your boy Mike Hove.
Hey ta, hola, ndeipiko, hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Tanki, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1 202 465 0318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is @BigMike3, BigMyke3.
Hey, Once again, Buriya Zimbabwe, welcome to The Connection. Today we're talking about the issue of hunger. Now, before I head over to my panelists, let's head over to some of the events that have happened in the country. Whilst we're focusing on the hunger issue, let us head over to a report recently done by Columbus Mavunga, VOA correspondent based in Zimbabwe, who highlights the extent of the hunger situation in Zimbabwe. Let's take a look.
Zimbabwe's Muzi district on the border with Mozambique is one of the areas most affected by severe food shortages. 75-year-old farmer Justina Marimbindi says months of recurring drought decimated their crops.
My grandmother is now empty. This is my field. We farm, but does not bear fruits. I sold my goats. There is no hope that that will come out of the fields. We now depend on this.
But not every Zimbabwean who needs food aid is getting it. 94-year-old Rudia Kugwenya was turned away at the local distribution center.
I was told that my name is not on the list. Maybe they'll give me next time. For now, I have to depend on my daughter. That's why I've come to her home after I was not given anything. But she needs food assistance too, as her crops failed and she needs to feed her children.
Recent rains in the area are bringing some hope that Zimbabwe's devastating droughts may be over. But the World Food Programme says almost 8 million people will still require food aid until the next harvest.
Difficult for rural populations who are struggling with the lack of rain to grow enough food to meet their needs, and difficult for urban populations who are unable to find the piecemeal work that they normally rely on and are seeing rising prices and sometimes stock shortfalls in the shops. So we're scaling up our programs, but in order to sustain urgent food assistance and resilience programs, we need an additional $103 million for the next 6 months.
But even if food supplies can recover, Zimbabwe's struggling economy and sky-high inflation will continue to squeeze the country's most vulnerable. Columbus Mavunga for VOA News, Muzi, Zimbabwe.
All right. Well, you just heard there from Umnumzana Columbus Mavunga, VOA correspondent. He was highlighting the extent to which the hunger situation is hitting Zimbabwe. Now, whilst on the same issue of hunger, the nation's governing political party, ZANU-PF, recently launched a program which targets addressing some of the issues that are leading to the hunger situation in Zimbabwe. Now, Studio 7's correspondent, Nunurai Jena, recently attended an event whereby Mashonaland West Minister, Mary Mliswa Chikoka, discusses a project whereby land reform beneficiaries who received land lapaya okwakhishwa the white farmers and failed to use this land to produce are now partnering up with the very same white farmers. This is something that government has put their stamp on and endorsed and saying it's good to go ahead. Let's head over to Honorable Mary Mliswa Chikoka to hear more about this project.
I am happy that my sister took this space, and through her efforts, she is contributing to the strides government is making in rebuilding our economy and attaining Vision 2030 of becoming a middle-income economy, as espoused by His Excellency President E.D. Mnangagwa. The partnership that Norma has here with her partners is not partnership yekungo sangana parod nekungoti ndine munda wakati kurei uya urime wauya kuzorima hapana panyorwa pasi chinhu hapana iwe wauya wandoisa mapivot ako waita zvakati waimprove farm yemunhu come paku harvester munhu uya unoti gore rakatokura kupfuura zvandanchifungira. Already part on a friction. Tiri kuencourage out kana tafunga kuita ma joint venture partnerships nga aitwe through hurumende. Government iri kuti usangopinda munyaya dzekungoti takweretesana munda.
All right, well, you just heard there from our Honorable Mary Mliswa Chikoka. She highlights the project that ZANU-PF is launching. Yona ele njongo yokufaka ubudlelwano okhona phakathi kwabantu abale land, laba abathatha land from the white farmers, manje sebe lobudlelwano with the very same white farmers that they took land from, which targets towards, I guess, teaching them some of the skills that they need to ensure ukuthi they can now produce enough to feed the nation. Lo ngu Honorable Mary Mliswa Chikoka, Minister in Mashonaland West. Now let's head over to one of my guests ongenayo kuhlelo, ngu Nkosazana ngu Standazile Maskati. Standazile, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo, unjani? Thank you so much for taking time out to join us in the program.
Hello?
Yebo, uyangizwa na?
Yeah, ngiyakuzwa.
Bengithi, thank you so much for taking time out to join us on the program.
You're welcome.
Now, let's dive into it, Siswami. Namhla kuhlelo, we're focusing on the issue of hunger in Zimbabwe. We hear organizations such as the World Food Program saying, ukuthi sikhuluma nje, 7.7 million Zimbabweans are surviving off food aid. Ngenxa yokuthi, one, there's climate change, and two, there's mismanagement of funds, kuhulumende. I would like to hear more from Nina njengentsha, who are young farmers in Zimbabwe. What exactly is going on? Kahle kahle kuyini okuhluphayo that's leading to 7.7 million people facing starvation.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Mike. Thank you. Maybe Singakangela with the issues that are on the ground, Nina, as a farmer, the things that I've been facing. You find out, Tina, as young people, we have ideas, we have visions, we have goals. Mm-hmm. That we have set apart, maybe we want to do this, we want to run that, and maybe we enter into farming and try to work things out. But things are not working because we find out that most of this land that is there already, it's owned by these big madaras that we have money, that are in the government, that bought the land with the other. And when now when you try to you do something, the process, you just have to pay lots of money that are so ridiculous to those people that bought land with Ghana, which they are not using. Because right now we have so much land that is not being used in Zimbabwe. So much land. When you calculate land that is being used, you find out nothing. That are running ama businesses doing agriculture. These big people, they own so much land which they are not using. It's just entitled to them. So right now I am doing pizzeria and I am renting from someone a very small portion, and those pizzas I am renting my pizzas I can and from you you are renovating something big. After so good, I don't even have confidence in the big because I'm scared to first thing I think develop and Liana Yakula Yaba Umuntia Vulture in the young thing.
So sikhangela udaba lwe, you know, there's so many issues that are happening, climate change. How much is this contributing towards the issue of hunger, elizweni? How much is it contributing towards, you know, the troubles that we're facing when we're talking about hunger?
Climate change, it's affecting, but not that much. Because right now, as a farmer, we have our climate has changed. Even the ones going to like how they are done. Because when I'm telling you, Venezuela, people are running, November. Because already we all know that November, December, we do not have rains. Rains are starting in January. So somehow it is affecting us, but maybe people are not being educated. Maybe they need to be educated a bit. Because if they wait for our rains or they start plowing in November, in October, I remember when in October, November, people will start plowing.
Mm-hmm.
And people would know that climate in March, April, or in February, March, people are harvesting. But now, in February, March, is Zim will start to rain. Because right now, in Zim, we are actually having rain, as I speak. Heavy rain. Today, we will see now, now are heavy rain. And you find out that people who actually plowed in January, their crops are doing well. Because, you know, at the farm where I am, Umumbu, everything is coming up, it's beautiful. Because people plow in January.
Now,
but Emakaya, the problem now is most probably the Abazimang over November. About December, no Amegotala, it's dried up. Because the Abagazi, they know that things have changed. It's no longer happening like how it used to happen at the time.
Now, what's in Ubu Zege is Tandazile? We hear Uhulmende City and Uyazama, Ubu Caesar. Abantaba, you know, with different means. Abanye, it's financial. Abanye, they need, you know, farming inputs and so forth. Is this enough, ukuthuthukisa ilizwe, to pull us out of this rut? Lapho esibona abantu abayi 7.7 million facing hunger. Bengithi, we hear uhulumende esithi yena uyazama ngempela with all their might to help farmers in the country to ensure ukuthi people don't face this situation whereby 7.7 million are facing starvation. Umbuzo wami kuwe sisi njengo as one of their farmers, is this enough to help abantu?
It's not enough because the government cannot provide really for everyone who is suffering right now, currently. So they will just help when a level above the quantity to get old. Now right now, as much as they are talking about that, you find out it is in business that I like that maybe next in my then that when that comes in any other place to come. In this is one as it is in that. So it means that they are reaching out but to other people. And
not
there
everyone.
Are so many people that are not being helped. But at the end of the day, for what they are doing, we really appreciate. They cannot help everyone. You understand?
Of course.
People need to do things for themselves. When you understand the people to the local, they call it in the way pure in Mali government. I don't think it would make sense.
All right, what in Ubambe and Nanes is swimming?
I want to make a little mentality of the government. And that's mina monte can put so much into charity work. If I know that isn't the lazy we are like look when the local in the government. When people are sitting on land that is not being done anything, industries are closed, land is not being used. And then they are praying in other organizations from outside to give people things. Why? People should use the land that they are seated on to do things for themselves. You understand? Yeah, that is always the matter. Well, this aid that they are bringing from outside, over Red Cross, from the they will not provide for everyone. But people let them use the land that they are seated on, the land that is not being used. There are so many farms that are not being used. Industries have closed. Nothing is being produced in the country, in the farm that month.
All right, sisi, what's in Ukubamba umlomo kancane, and let me take my other guest on ngenayo kuhlelo, and then we'll come back to you. Right, so Zimbabwe Muhle Mavakunzi wakuna, sisi isithandazile Maskati, she is a farmer. Vangachinya tutsana ngura mzwari Maskati kuti aiwa iwo semwo wewe chidike anita zvokurima ari kusangana nematambudziko akawanda akasiyana-siyana. Asi tambudziko guru that she seemed to highlight is the fact kuti pane vanhu vakapiwa minda asi havasi kunyatso producer enough. Manzwa earlier on Tamboriza video apo mai Mary Mliswa Chikoka honorable vanga vachinyatso taura vachiti aiwa hurumende yakulauncha chirongwa chine chinangwa chekubatsira vanhu ava vanga vasina kuwanawo mikana yekuproducer kana kuti vakakoniwa vakatadza kuproducer enough saka vakalauncha chirongwa that is now leading to my partnerships ne vanga vamwo varungu vaive varipo ipapa pane mafarms ipapo. But that seems to be something that Sisi Sithandazile is highlighting. Vachiti nyaya iyoyo ngaigadziriswe as soon as possible, nemhaka yokuti hanzi kungogara uripo pa farm usiri kurima hazvisi kubatsira. Now let's head over to John Muchenje, another guest who ongenayo kuhlelo. John Muchenje, he is the chairman of Youth in Agriculture UpX Council. Let's hear what Muchenje has to say. Mr. Muchenje, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much,
John. Hey, today we're highlighting dambudziko irenzara rikusangana nevanhu 7.7 million in Zimbabwe. We hear the World Food Program saying Zimbabwe needs at least $100 million in food aid to ensure that these 7.7 million people are fed. As a young person in agriculture, how are you taking all this? What exactly is the problem here, Chief?
Thank you very much, Nicole. I think the first thing, I was listening to the previous speaker. She was talking about the issue of eggs, which is the most thing that is almost 50% causing hunger in our country.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we have the climate change, which is the drought, you know, the these rains, which are not no longer following a pattern or a trend that we used to follow when we are doing our farming. But yes, for the people that are sitting on a vast tract of land that are owning multiple farms. But I'm happy that our president, His Excellency Emmerson Mnangagwa, has seen that the main cause that is causing drought and hunger in our country is about the people that are sitting on the land, that are not using the land that we have as a nation. So they've actually proposed a land audit, which is there, and which will make sure that those people who are not utilizing land, the land will be taken and will be distributed to other people who have a passion and interest in farming.
Now, Vamchenje, you know, you are an advocate for young people and farming. What role do young people have here? Because it seems as though this is not just an issue that's facing Zimbabweans only, but you know, what do young people, where do young people fit in everything here? I'm saying you're a big advocate for young people in farming. Where do young people fit in when we're talking about, you know, alleviating all 7.7 million people out from hunger?
Well, thank you very much. You know, the young people, our main aim is about production.
Mm-hmm.
But the moment we produce enough food for the nation, we won't be talking about hunger. We won't be talking about starvation or poverty. So as young people, our main aim is around food security, and make sure that each and every person in our country has got enough food in our coffers, in our silos. Then secondly, we want to move around and push issue about import substitution. We can't continue import wheat, we can't continue import maize. So as young people, we want to make sure that we have removed the element of importing things that we can produce locally.
Mm-hmm.
Then thirdly, as young people, we want also to push for foreign current generation. A lot of countries, they want our produce in our country. So what we are planning to do as young people is to make sure that we will produce some of our produce for export to realize the much needed foreign currency in our country. Then lastly, to create employment. You know, as young people, the high rate of unemployment in our country.
Mm-hmm.
So the moment we produce and try to also add value on our produce, we'll be creating employment throughout the value chain process.
Right. Tochi Batanyaya, ye command agriculture, Vamchenje. This is a system that was set up towards helping the agricultural sector, but somehow we still find ourselves in this situation. What exactly is wrong with this system that is leading to people? Because there's a lot of people with land out there, but they're not producing. So what exactly is wrong here with this system?
Okay. Thank you very much. You know, with Command Agriculture, it's a very good program that was introduced by the government to assist our farmers in the country. But we have a problem with other people that are corruptly within the system of Command Agriculture. they are getting the inputs from the government, and then they are selling them instead of putting the inputs on the land. So these are the things that we are actually pushing on government to implement monitoring mechanisms that will make sure that everyone who got the inputs from the government, from the command, is going to fully utilize the inputs for the purpose that he has collected those inputs for. The challenge is that the very weak and informal input commands, you will see fewer coupons flooding in the market. And these are the fewer coupons from the command that you expect farmers to use for the farming business, but they are now selling them and making money. I mean, the government must change the schools around such criminal and corrupt elements within the agricultural system.
All right, regain look bathe pa mromo am change. Let me take my first caller, avari kuphinda mchirongwa, and then we'll go back to usisi Sithandazile. Ngiyezwa ukuthi ngilomlaleli Ndrukunzi wathi ninemthereri wokuthanga ari kuphinda mchirongwa. Khola mthereri, ngiyakwamukela umhlelo. Ndinomgamchira mchirongwa ari paro nari ndiyani.
Yebo, sawubona.
Yebo, mnumzana unjani?
Ngiyaphila njani?
Hayi, ngiyaphila, ngibani okhona ecingweni?
Yeah, well, this is Tani Samuel, I'm at Johannesburg. I'm here at Johannesburg, I'm doing that.
Sangwen, abantu bathini bathi
nginombuzo, mina nginombuzo oyiwani.
Ungabuza but.
Kungena indlala eZimbabwe. Kungenxa kaMgabe. Nayo iCabinet kaMnangagwa. Ngoba angeke uthathe umuntu uyemfaka eplazini. Umuntu ozolima ngeenkomo. ozolima ngamadonki. Bexoshe abelungu abakwazi ukulima ngamatregeli nangamatrektha. Uthi khona uzolimisa umuntu olima ngenkomo, olimele izwe. Labana abantu balimela izitu zabo abagcwele emaplazini, abafake emaplazini, abalimele isizwe. Uma befuna ukuthi kube kulunge, ababusele abelunge emapulazini belimele isizwe. Hhayi ukufaka abantu abazolimela izithu zabo. Abantu laba abagcwele emapulazini manje balimela izithu zabo. And abakwazi ukulima bengenalo izulu. Amaguna bekwazi ukutheleleza belima ngebhoholo. Kodwa manje isizwe siyalamba ngenxa yabo. Bona bayadla phezulu bayasuda, bazosela ngokuthi impuphu iyakhuphuka. Lokhu kuyakhuphuka benzela isayithi labo kuphela. Kodwa manje sebevumeli ukuthi amagaraji mawadayise nge-foreign currency ngenxa yokuthi senzela isayithi labo kuphela. Thina nje sikhathele ngalaba bantu. Ngabe kuyenzeka behlinte yonke i-cabinet kumbe kuphume into ekuthiwa i-ZANU-PF iphume iphele eZimbabwe. Yiyo into ezosiza nje phela, sikhathele ibone kini.
Hayi, siyakuzwa Sangweni, ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo angithi.
Siyabonga.
Alright, sizweni ukuthi yena uSithandazile uthini ngalo mbono kaSangweni. Sisithandazile ukhona ecingweni?
Ngikhona.
Umzwile umlaleli, ungamphendula.
Ya. Azi, akukhuluma, it's very true. It's affecting everyone, yes? And looking at farming is something that drives the nation, because you find that China as a country in Zimbabwe, with the land that we have, we are not supposed to be going through the percentages that you are telling us with the hunger is striking the country to that extent. Because we have so much land, and you find that the people who are suffering, they will keep on suffering. And it will not change. And those people, Aba Pezulu, they are not going through this suffering that the people Aba Pants are going through. Because as much as they shalele ilendia, but they have some other things that they are doing, which is giving them food. You could want to wanna even the access to those you say USAID as meta religion. They are the ones that organize that. And the good talk of the food, they actually get some of the things when they joined baby rights. Abantu abaphansi bebe lokhu bephansi. So I think there are structures that needs to be put in this country ukuthi ilizwe linaleli libe right. Sibuyele back to being the bread basket Africa. Land is sentient, because the land that we have, if we use it wisely, if we use it mainly, Zimbabwe should not be going through what we are going through right now. Because we have so much land, and farming really on its own, everyone who does farming, I tell you, farming base, you
into a driver emission. But in Zimbabwe, if we are to do e-farming correctly, mm-hmm. how it's supposed to be done, things are going to go back to normal.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Then now we are buying things from importing things that are not supposed to be imported. Mm-hmm. Things that are supposed to be Tina Soto, this is manufacturer Soto. We are importing those things. For what reason?
All right.
Why are they importing? Why are they not? That money that they are using to import is into. Why are they not using to invest on the land that Abasalelegi? I mean, that's my worry. The things that we are doing with the land that we have, we can do better. We can do more. And the country can go back to normal. Mm-hmm. But we are not doing it. So I'm supporting the last speaker.
Mm-hmm.
Things are not going right for those our plans. Because right now in Zimbabwe, who is poor is continuing to be poor. And who is rich is becoming more rich and rich.
Mm-hmm. All right. What do you
understand? It's not everyone who's suffering. Those on top, those who have access, they're okay up there. While Ireland, we have only but they are not doing it. You cannot go there and do anything. It's their land.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, now I always say, why am I sure Sawatwatch? Because when the whites were here, things were okay. They were using that land. They would manufacture industries, would run, people would have jobs, things would move. But that's what I'm like, that we want the black curtain rule. But what are we doing to ourselves?
All right, what's in Ngubambe Umlomo Sisi? Let me head over to umnyumlaleli ongenayo kuhlelo. But ngingakathatha umlaleli before I head over to the caller, let's see ukuthi abantu bathini emakhasini ethu amathathu ku Facebook. So, I mentioned earlier on Zimbabwe umuhle ukuthi sikhuluma nje, we're broadcasting live on our three Facebook pages, those being VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele sikhona njalo ku VOA Studio 7. Now, ekhasini lethu le VOA Studio 7, uSinini Khuphe uthi evening brother Mike, Sinini Khuphe, welcome to the program. Ngiyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo. Jeffrey Aruti watching you from Nelspruit in Mpumalanga. My number is Visa number. I wa mkoma Jeffrey. Tshawo na ukuthinga kupinza emchirongwa tinzo maonrenyu. Mas G uti salibonani. Unjani Mas G. Richard uti masura se mkoma Mike Hove. I wa indrinani mkoma zrukufamba ere. Toi says please call me in South Africa. I wa tshakufondra mkoma Toi. Taru aruti Mike Hove so good. I wa tinotenda zukuru. Let's see ukuthi abantu bathini kukhasile 2 VOA Ndebele. Kukhasile VOA Ndebele uVisi Mpofu uthi buti Mike unjani. Ngicela ukubingelela ubaba uJokonia Mpofu eLupane. Ayo limzwile baba Jokonia, if you are watching, uVusi Mpofu uthi yebo sawubona. UStanley uthi abantu bezanu badla imali bodwa. Ha, abalandaba labantu. Hayi, ngumbono lo kaStanley. Asizwane ukuthi umlaleli yena uthini. Khola mthe Ndi ndino mkamchira mchirongwa, ngea kwa mge la kushelo, ariparu nare ndiyan?
This is Mageleza.
Mbadoko na?
Mageleza from Mageleza.
Mageleza, how are you, chief?
Ndi right, Magadi is in you.
Aywa, tribo, murukti fondra murukupiko?
Ifona tuku mwenezi.
Kurisa yiko kumwenezi, wadu aruku tarisa nenzare?
Na, kumwenezi nzara yoga. Azikwani kwa shops, kana sawani, kasikini sato box South Africa, kini kwa ni maranzi, apa namo ya chona maracho kutuwi bata rati jesi, eko kesho katika rati jesi, nengu wapinda matangu ya kao.
Tinonzo wa jinji, wani nga rukusanga ane dambuzi kore kushai kwa kwe hufu. Hufu rugu batike, urugu wane reko kwa mwere.
Upo uru kunesa kumenezi, especially dikora la manike ya wanu ya vachinyora anda anu waninga wachinka shandi uchendere ni harao wachipana na pati zanu kiesikiavu losu anu shandi anu wachinzi wunae plani ambeu ino ya chiti wawane zanu kiefu maseo kakitu mpapakuti uru upani uru upani unerei kaka nukudaru kumamunda pati wana kumapuraz kumenezi kuna kuna narotenda kuna cheriko Inde yacho ni yaka zarasora mwikichende kwa mwambisa zaito mkwe varungu.
Saka ndiudzeiwo kamukoma nemaonero enyu dambudziko rinogadzirika here uye zverinogadziriswa sei.
Dambudziko pane tsomo yavakoona kuti inozvira kasungiridzwa. Ndikatarisa vakuru vari kutitungamirira ava ndiona sendihanya nevanhu havana. Mukaona mamiro akaita zvono, unowana munhu mukuru achitamba redhiyo achibvepana uku nyika iri kunzi even maori asati ari kunzi anofambira kunze kwenyika nyaya kuti giraundi hakuna. Giraundi rebhora rinogadzirwa nevakomana vembudzi rinonaka vachitamba bhora rechikweshe mumaraini bati renyika rinonzi harikwanisi kutambirwa bhora renyika. Ndiona kuti pachine dambudziko. Ndofunga zvakakosha ndezvekuti kana kubvuma kuti nyika yavaomera zvobatana kana vachibatana toenda mberi nenyika. Pasina izvozvo ndoona sekuti zvinobuda hapana. Nekuti mukatazokereyo vezanopirefunda vachiseka hangu mukubva ngaitaura nyaya yekuti mukatasa mamiro akaita zvono ine dispensation inotarisa kuti haina chayakaita chakudibatika. Vanogona kungoti nhasi vati examination isi haina kukwira vupo hatina kukwidza rolami hunowani bati kwatinowana kwacho hakuna. Saka ndonga sekune kumwe nezvi tiri nani hedu tine hama dziri kusouth africa tinogona kungoenda pabhodha vone kuyambukira vone kurwizi sogamuchira uko vachiuzitinzwa neuko kadzibekera kwavanoshandira ikoko tichihwana upfu noona sekuti kunoku tinorarama zviri nani asi zvinhu zvakaoma.
Aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka mukoma, tinotenda zvikurusa nekupinda muchirongwa ndedi baba.
Tinotenda maita basa.
Alright, ngatiendei kuna vajohn muchenje. Vamuchenje muchiripo parunare here mukoma? Muri kunzwa vateereri vari kuchema chema vari kuti nemaondero evo vari kuona kunge hurumende iripo is not doing enough kusapota vanhu. Manzwa zvekare sisi standazile vachinyatsotsanangura vachiti it seems as though nyaya iripo ndeyekuti pakatora vanhu vatema minda, vanhu vakamira nyaya yekuti vari kurimira nyika yose, asi people are now using it just to create produce enough kufida mhuri dzavo. Imungatii nazvo izvozvo mukoma?
Ya ipapo ndinowira napo pekuti tine mafarms akasiyana chiyana nemasite. We have commercial farms and then we have subsistence farms. So whenever you occupy a commercial farm, a commercial farmer is normally produce my produce beyond consumption, which means the fana who produce so kuti mhuri yangu inodya at the same time itata nekuti the nation inowana something. But when you have a pinned in mind, the context of the LM reform was right and we are happy because it was about black empowerment. But we needed to change the concept now because it's no longer about you or the command element. It's about producing for the nation. So that's now the culture. In the world of children, the women, the minister of agriculture, the government of children, the government of children, the government of president, I was a name change. The president of 200 hectares are violent. Hauchafanira kurima zvekuti utye kumba iwe nemhuri yako. Waufanira kuchirima zvekuti nyika iwane pundutso. Because hapana chachinja. Murungu paanga aripo kare nezvinhu zvakangowana zviripo zvauri kushandisa. So hapana chofanira kuchinja in terms of level of production kana uri farm. And also pari kuitwa land redistribution. Takukosha kuti hurumende land ngaisapiwe on partisan ground. President, I'm going to go on the president of Zimbabwe, yes, with the Murungu Mutema, we put A, B, C, D. So we can learn the right way of one, we're committed to farming, who are farmers, I think that we're farming as a work. Come and see what our good deal. No one among the Maka Zarabu, and it's about the president which had a good mentor or company, I'm not care, the farm, but I'm a family, what I'm going to do to Yaki. So to go to my family, ngaokutewa nevanhu vanogara kumapurazi vachirima, kwete kuti ndinogara kuHarare or ndinogara kuBotswana pandine famu randakabata riri muZimbabwe rondoka mombe dzangu dzandida kutengesa ini. We need people who are committed to the development of the country. Ivo ngatasa kuti mukoma maiki zviri kuiti tine mafamu dzatinawo and most of farmers vedu vacommitted and concentrating on cash crops rather than on crops the national interest. Munotanga uri matobako, munotanga kuri maflowers, munotanga kuri masuo dzodzi mapeas yet whatever for export. Yes, we need foreign currency, but we need to put the nation first. Kuti pafamu pandiri government inofanira kuita mutemo wekuti kana muchenje une 200 hectares farm, at least 50% of the farm should be committed to material crops, maize and soya beans, something that we use
to produce cooking oil, something that we use to produce millennials. So then when they're also flowers, I'm not putting tobacco, yes. Even if you check on any beer, they've actually lowering down the planting tobacco. Why? Because
what about Maondra Taurwa na Standazile? Standazile was basically asking Achiti, what was the purpose of removing the white farmers in the first place? Because they seem to be really good at producing food for the nation.
When white farmers were removed in 2000, it was all about black farming.
Mm-hmm.
The land belonged to the blacks. Anyway, for the blacks, who can do something? That's mm-hmm. why as young people, we are pushing to the government to give us the land. We as youth, we can produce more or equal or entirely what the white guys on the farm were doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was all about the black empowerment. And we are happy as young people that the land is now in the hands of the black people and the land should be in the hands of the majority, not the minority.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to see a scenario whereby then you see, Munu, why he goes to the minister for his soul is the influence of Anna from the state, you know, that's not that, that's right, unacceptable.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes, we don't want that. We need fair distribution of land and make sure that the farm is fully utilized. You see, I didn't know what you are doing. The problem is, you want to have farm because I know the president or I know Mr. So and so or a minister. That is highly unacceptable. You know, I think about farm buying the producer.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me hold you there for 1 second. Ditore Mtereri. Liamuzwa, umnumzana uJohn Mchenje, uthi fair distribution of land. Umchenje, upinde njalo, anzi aiwa, vechidiki, we demand, kuti vechidiki, vapiwa umikana, let the youth receive the land. He firmly believes that the youth can create the change that's needed. Let's head over to umlaleli sizukuthi Mtereri yaruguti nenyaya tinayo nasi mchirongwa. Kola kola Mtereri nyaya kwamukela kuhlelo ariparu nari ndiyani.
Ndiyo simba mkuma Mike mkutawala na Baba Bona.
Baba
South Africa.
Baba Bona mzuru kufamba ere mkuma.
Andri right mkuma mkuseyi.
Aiwa atina nkuseyi kuk South Africa.
Mfanziri boy, I'm in Washington DC, DC.
Kuri bo, ku South Africa muri kuchema one nzara ere kana ku Zimbabwe jet.
Kuno ku South Africa utava chokwadi zvino zvakarongeka kubati ku Zimbabwe esh, mahwani, mazino chewe chewe.
Saka tiudzeka mukoma, nemaondere chiri kunyatso netsa chi, tiri kunzwa sisiti Standazile vari kuti hanzi minda iripo land iripo and inokwanisa kuproducer asi vamwe vari kuchema vari kuti hanzi kune vamwe vari kupiwa minda vari kungogara pamunda havasi kuproducer. Chiri kunyatso netsa chi nemaondere?
Maonero angu ine chiri kunetsa kuZimbabwe hwani minda iriko ende minda yakagara.
Mm-hmm.
And itika chakaitika ndechekuti pachipiwa minda iyaya vanhu vaitiwa according kuti uri wezani here kati uri wechii, vanga vasingatarisi kuti unogona kuzokwanisa here kuzoshandisa ivhu racho zvakakwana.
Mm-hmm.
Because ndikatarisa ini ndakakura ndiri muchiredzi muyamwisi.
Mm-hmm.
Vasvingo province muchiredzi munorwa nzimbe muyamwisi.
Mm-hmm.
Imwe minda yanyatsokupiwa vamwe vanhu vakuru vezani PF vaipiwa, asi uchinyatsoona kuti munhu unopiwa ploti yeye yenzimbe.
Mm-hmm.
Asi hana kana mombe kana dhongi.
Mm-hmm.
Izvi zvimapurazi mazhinji ukanorima zvimbe izvezvi vari kungorima zvimwe zvimwe bhinzi nezvimwe tuchibagwe chokutoti iye nomuri yake asikwanisa kukuti haadli.
Mm-hmm.
Ipapo but pairima nzimbe ipapo vakatorera masetira vakatorera varungu vainima nzimbe vainoprodusa zvinodobatsira nyika.
Mm-hmm.
Kana manje temwe problem iripo.
Mm-hmm.
Iyoyo
zvino
government haisi kutevera. Mati
aiwa enraimberi
tuzve government haisi kuteverera kuti nyatso kumaneja mamo land reform program yakaita kuti ibatsire varimi vacho vanavo, because vamwe of course vanogona kudi kushandisa but vari kuremegwa nekuda kweeconomic situations dziri muZimbabwe ana mani saka government haisi kuvaprovide my finances yekuti vakwanise kudini kushandisa ivhu racho zvakanyatsa kupana maona manje ya
Mkoma toeli, manzwa vamchenje vachikurumidzira hurumende vachiti aiwa kune vadhara vakapiwa minda kare kare nanhasa vachakwanise kurima hanzi panoitwa redistribution program navamunangagwa vechidiki ngavaiswe pamberi vechidiki ngavawane minda mune maonero akafanana here mgo
Exactly. No, my only uncle and look at our children in New Report. Because there is no population even around Zimbabwe. This mama youth is very rich in Tawandis. And the Tawanda would now rose what now? But Atina could talk chancellor, but Manjano would have got Tiruku Janiri, but Tukunya, Tukunima, Zeruzo, the Pansoko Piwa, or Chelmin, the actual Topans out in the Piwa, government, do it back to Anima Nemario, Chelmalones. Maona manje tokwanza kuchansa ifu racho iwozi nochinjira kuti zvinova zvinozobatsira nyika yedu namangwana because izvi zvimapurasi tikatarisa chiriri kuna ivo vakuru vacho vane mapurasi vavo umwe munhu ane mapurasi 3 more than 2 maona manje and more than 2 iro iri rimwe purasi rani pama2 yawo rimwe racho purasi racho rangogara rimwe racho haasi kumbotoritedza kuririma maona manje saka vakagona kuti kana vodi Both this Brita Mama Prasavo, when you have to go nati, power percentage, I got to my youth, Mana, my daughter, power, electricity, energy. Mana, my youth is a kiss, I will look at the Ramanga and Red Rinika because Zimbabwe, our Mauka, everything.
I want to go to my toilet to attend as Kuru San Pinam Chironga didn't that.
Ah, my time, come on, Mike. Thanks so much.
No problem. It's okay next week.
Ah, don't guarantee you, but I'm going to share. I'm going to go to a TV.
I'm going to sit in the tent and ask him to go to So Zimbabwe muhle let's head over to uCC Sithandazile sizokuthi yena ubona njani lokho okushiwe ngumlaleli njalo okushiwe ngoJohn Mutshenje. CC Sithandazile usakhona ecingweni. Sithandazile usakhona ecingweni? Okay, so abalaleli that have come onto the program, njalo yena uMtshenje have highlighted a lot of things, and I'd love to hear your input on it. The first thing they highlighted was udaba lwe-land redistribution programs, but the problem seems to be that lapho kwa redistributwa iland, eningi labantu received it on party lines, high not on merit, eyokuthi uyakwanisa na ukulima. The second thing, bathe kwakule mismanagement e-land reform program. Into S3 seems to be something that a lot of people seem to be saying. The economic situation in the country is a very big contributing factor towards why abalimi bengelali ithuba lokuthuthukisa ilizwe njalo ukuthi bathola ithuba to feed the nation at all. Wena ukubona njani lokho okushiwo ngumlaleli?
Okay, I am really supporting what they are saying because it makes sense. We are all saying the same thing, but in different languages and in different from different directions. But it's all pointing to the same thing. So meaning, what at the end of the day, it's the same thing that needs to be corrected. And you know, knowing that the local government are here with distribution, into what you land by second. And I made my own worry on this program because I don't know what who is listening and what is it going to help. But at the end of the day, what even those things are there, and it's many things that are there. But there's a letter solution, you understand? Because sometimes we talk about these things, and sometimes it has that should come with the outline, we state things that the problems that we are facing and the things that needs to be corrected. But those people who just go back and do the same thing, the wrong thing, they'll continue to do things that we are saying, no, let's try to erase this way of doing things, let's start this new way of doing things, let's start to maybe take this action in this and that, but things won't be done that like that. So if there's a way, maybe, in this program, where you can involve also the people that have the policemakers, who would be able to just listen to what people are saying and do that, I think it will help us. Because at the end of the day, in Zimbabwe, in and for me as a young person, right now I don't even know what is this country young at. What's going to become of me tomorrow? As much as I am so much into farming, I am telling myself, all right, farming is something that will sustain me. But I don't even know what the tomorrow things are going to work up like what. Because I will have direction in the agenda. There is no direction. We don't know where we are coming from. We don't know where we are going. All we only know is the rich people are getting richer and richer.
What is?
So, Mina, my brother, what I'm just asking from you is this program will continue to go on and on and on. Please invite the policy makers. They have to be involved in this program.
Okay.
The policy makers. They have to be involved in this program. There's colors of it, and listen with you. The means that I finally things should be done the right way.
All right. All right, thank you so much, Mama Kancane. Let me hear what the callers have to say. But also on the same issue of inviting policymakers, we had invited Umnumzana Unikros Kajengo. He's a part of the youth desk of the Ministry of Agriculture. And we're still trying to get a hold of him. Go to see Kanyangani Gulo Shlupo and a network. But see, sa kubekela pambili simzama. And I hear ukuthi bona njengo hulumende, bona what are they doing about this issue. Kodwa I hear I have a caller. Asizweni ukuthi umlaleli yena uthini thinzi wokuthi mthera ukuthi khola khola mthereri ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo ngibani okhona ecingweni ariphari nale ndiyani
mangadikhoamai
iwandri bom koma ariphari nale ndiyani
tiripo zedu noti polad
mkoma mati polad
polad ya
mkoma polad zviri kufamba
mushe makadiko imini
aiwandri bom uri kutifonera muri kupiko
ndiri pa Joburg apa.
Ndimi kamuri paJoza, tipewo maonde renyu.
Halo mkoma,
That tipewo maonde renyu mkoma Polad.
Tiripo, tiripo, zvakaoma mhani, zvakaoma, zvatoona kuti zvatoonesa kunyika yedu izvi. Especially kuti Zimbabwe yanga iri the bread basket of Southern Africa. Iko zvino zvoro here kuti paiva bread basket of Southern Africa. Mvura mvura ndo yaranga ichikonzera kuti zvidaro kana kuti kwairimwa nevanhu vane ruzivo. Ndozvinhu zvandoona kuti tiri kuitirwa mahungwe nevanhu ava. Iko zvino izvi kuti utange nyaya iyoyo yokuti that initiative kana yakaapplywa kana yanga ichifanira kuitwa chaizvo chaizvo but haina kuitwa nemazvo. Yaifanira kuti at least vasiye vamwe vanhu vanoziva varungu vanoziva because iko zvino izvi pari kutorimwa ukatarisa minda iyayayairimwa nevarungu iyaiya pataiona pari green iko zvino izvi wakutotsvaga mhuka imomo musango rokuti hautombokwanisi kana kuibata mhuka yacho because maforest masango chaiwo chaiwo zvakatiomera zvakatiomera zvokunyika kwedu nharo nharo dzine vanhu vezano meno kuti vakaita sei
saka mukoma Polad mabata nyaya iyi muchiti musango yatosango chairo chairo mungati iproblemu yehurumende here kana kuti chinhu chakangokonzereswawo neclimate change
kwakapiwa vanhu vasinazvo vanoziva vasina ruzivo wekurima haungarime papurazi nemadhongi mbiri nemadhongi mashanu hapana kana equipment yacho nevakativapa equipment yokuti papagara pachirimwa pachionekwa kuti varungu vairima zvakanaka parambe pakadaro saka iko zvino izvi zvongove nezvimwe zvinhu zvaifanira kungova natural vakomana tarisaone kuti totambura sei vakomana kutambura nechitafu chaita icho chitafu zvakatiomera hazvo mukoma ngaitisiyire vamwe chano
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Polad nekupinda ndaona kuti mamanyora pafacebook muchiti it's my first time saka tinogamuchirai and thank you so much mudzoke same time same next week andisi
ora right, Mkoma Natenda.
All right, Muriya Zimbabwe, that was Mkoma Pollard, Varuku South Africa, Ukovangambo, Nyora Opa Facebook, wakati Aumana Aumana Ndifonereiwo. This is my first time. Sakatata Aiwari, Gaiti Vape Omkana, first time Vapinde Mchirongwa Tinzo Oma Onravo. But he seems to be highlighting a lot of things that have come out of this discussion. Wachite Aiwa, Nema Onravo, Dambuziko Rindere Kutichi, Paruku Piwa Vanu, Vasina, Ruzivo Ruzinji, Pamsorope Kurima. Let's go to Vamuchenje. Vamuchenje, Muripo Parunarandes. Right. Now, earlier on, we had an interview at Tambo Isaopa radio segment here. Pama batanyaya iye ye knowledge. Muchiti aiwa dambudziko ndere kuti pakapiwa vanhu vasina ruzivo ruzhinji minda. Asi mukati mukuru wenyika muri kufara nekuti they're currently re-auditing it and you feel as though you're confident that pachapiwa minda mikana kune vanhu vane ruzivo ruzhinji. Do you feel like that's enough to change the situation?
Yes, that's correct. Because for you to be a farmer, you need to have land and then implement. And also knowledge is key. Because you can't do farming without the proper knowledge on how to manage the crops. Mm-hmm. So if you have the crop in a different way, how to manage it. For example, crowdfunding is much harder. You want to have the correct timing, correct application of fertilizers and the herbicides and everything. And also the number of millimeters in terms of water that is required by a crop from each infrastructure. Mm-hmm. So all those things, these are technical knowledge. As you know, I make minimum that for Munda, but I need to go to school for that. But I'm happy that from the engagement that I had with the Minister of Agriculture, they were saying they're opening up agricultural colleges during off season. But my farmers said, now we are at the same short courses. Happy to remember. Which means they've seen that, yes, we've got the people that were given land by the government in 2000, and we've got the people that are also applying land, but without proper or sufficient knowledge on how to do a proper farming. So these are the guys that need to be enrolled in those courses. But this derivative, how best can I do cabbages? How best can I do maize? How best can I do this? Mm-hmm. And yet also, through the engagement that we're also done with the Minister of Agriculture, they are saying they are going to put a priority also to my youth, but also to my agricultural background and qualification. This also is the process. And they are yet also that the government, in my extension website, and that's the question I farmers, we need to make use of them. You need to guide your money. Zakanaka is the business. Go sell in the business. So sometimes, I'm going to say,
All right, thank you so much. Wamcheje nguwa ndio ya jikana na so let me wrap up with ndopa standazile maskati mkana kutapeteo atipeo maonda rake kupetisira. Thank you so much ndakupinda mchirongwa. Standazile, usako nekwengwe? All right, could you please give us your last sentiments as we wrap up the program? Unfortunately, there's only 3 minutes left.
Okay, thank you very much for the opportunity that you gave me on your program. And I think, saying out what I think also about this whole situation is something that really makes you feel good. Because at some point, now you've expressed what you feel as a farmer and what you think should be done. Even when things are not going to be done or if they are going to be done, it's all thanks to the Lord. But I am really grateful for this opportunity that you gave me, and I am hoping to connect more and just hear other people's views, and maybe Nati in future will see hope. And Nati Sela City, Kulababala Leleo, some of the policymakers that are tuned in. I hope that you lose colors as young people. We are hoping that things are going to change, things are going to be better.
All right. Thank you so much. Ngongela kuthi ngisizwa. All right, Muriya Zimbabwe, that was Sithandazile Maskate. She was one of our guests today. You also heard from Umnumzana with John Muchenje. He is the chairman of the Youth in Agriculture Apex Council. Now, a minute left in the program. Let's wrap this up. Let's see what abantu babethini WhatsApp. See, usually we give you WhatsApp number. Yenu yetu silicelu silistumezele imimbono yenu njalo inombolo zocingo. Udiven mfu sirai aruti isu kuno kuboera tokanga waya takango mira ve Madonna. Hanzi zvinhu zvapera kufa maminda apa kune vanhu vazhinji vari kuita wori. Aiwa tinotenda nemaondoro enyu. Ah, pane umwe anyora hanzi munyika amana ma one zvinhu hazvina kumira mushe. Hanzi umwe hanzi kuchivhu district hunger as much and people are struggling. Aiwa muri Zimbabwe tinotenda zvikuru nemaondoro enyu. Thank you so much. Wonke umuntu ogeneleyo kuhlelo, wonke umuntu obhalileyo njalo wonke umuntu osheyile uhlelo. Lingakhohlwi phela ukushare uhlelo, sibukele ngobunenge bethu. Anokoneka inemfaro, ndini Mike Hove. Bye bye.